The following is a KVON Sports presentation.
Welcome in to game number 2 of our basketball doubleheader from the Dan Clark Gymnasium on the campus of Justin Siena High School in Napa, California, as the Napa High Indians, coached by Zach Cook, come in to do battle with the Justin Siena Braves of Napa, coached by Jason Rockwell. It's high school basketball, game number 2. Along with Dino Alessio, I'm Ira C. Smith. Charles Kennedy is our engineer, and we take this opportunity to wish you a very happy holiday season. Hope that the Christmas is going to be a good one for you. And let's get set for more basketball action. Jason Rockwell, in his first year as the coach at Justin Siena, he took over from Damani Hendricks, who had done a really good job for 2 years and then got another opportunity outside of the high school coaching ranks, and we wish him well.
Absolutely. Damani was a very likable young man and really did a terrific job with the Braves for 2 years, despite the fact that they had sort of a short bench for a lot of those games that I remember us broadcasting. There were nights that he only had maybe 7 players at his disposal, but he did a great job of having them ready, and they played very competitively, and we'll miss him, but we certainly wish him well in his new opportunity.
Well, Jason Rockwell, the new coach, is assisted by Marlon Baptista and Chuck Johnson. Now, if that name sounds familiar to you Napa High fans, he used to coach at Napa High. He coached them for a couple seasons. And he is on the assistant coaching staff of Coach Rockwell. Last year, the Braves had an 8-18 record. They were just 3-11 in the MCAL. Well, the Napa High Indians, back with Zach Cook as their head coach for the second year, and it's Greg Johnson and Brad Swim that help him out assisting on the basketball scene. Last year, Napa had a 9-18 record and a 4-6 mark in the MEL. Napa has 6 seniors. Justin Siena has 4 seniors on the roster. Napa has 3 juniors. Justin Siena has 4 juniors. Napa has 1 sophomore. Justin Siena has 3 sophomores. Napa has no freshmen. Justin Siena has 3 freshmen on the varsity.
And you've got to imagine that they play, because you wouldn't have them on the varsity just to sit on the bench. So they're probably important players on the team.
Well, we're going to find that out here in just a moment. I think we will again have the playing of the national anthem for the second time tonight. So we'll be back with the starting lineups in a moment. You're in tune with KVON 1440, Napa, California, the voice of the North Bay wine country, and streaming on the internet at KVON.com. Well, getting some of the starters are being introduced. We did not have a chance to talk to the coaches of the boys team ahead of time due to are broadcasting the girls' basketball game. So I do not have the starters, so we'll try to pick them up. But at our vantage point here, this is for Napa. Steve Bloom, it's his start. Charles Gravett is starting. Have Joe Carnazzola starting. And Mitch Hip-Hop starting. And they will have one other one, I think. It's probably Danny Ruiz in that starting lineup. And we'll pick up the Justin Siena starters as we continue through the first quarter of play. As game number 2 is about to get underway with the Napa Indians in their Navy outfits with the white numerals trimmed in gold. Justin Siena in their home white with the blue numerals. And we're just about ready now, as Justin Siena has Barrett Donahoe. He's going to be their point guard there. Chris Vaziri is out there to start. Liam McDivitt out there. And we'll pick these others up as we go. Jumping center is Cole Cummings. And we're underway, and the tip is controlled by Justin Sienna. In the backcourt is Barrett Donahoe. He brings it into the attacking territory, picked up right there by O'Kelly. Working it around now as it comes from the left to the right over there to Donahoe. And the starts to go baseline. Out to the top of the key to Cummings. Fires about a 20-footer, no good. Rebound is taken out nicely by Gravett for Napa High. Gets the ball into the forecourt to O'Kelly. Goes baseline right side to Gravett. Back out it comes now. Working around the perimeter to Carnazzola. Carnazzola likes to take the three. He passes off. It goes toward the right corner again. Now comes back out on the pass right over to the right side. A three-point attempt is up. No good by Bloom. And the rebound is taken by Justin Sienna. No score, just underway. Pass to the right of the key. Spins, goes up, shoots, scores. Nice move by Chris Vaziri, getting the first back. Vaziri makes it 2-0. And there is a whistle. And maybe some malfunction or something of the scoreboard again, because I did not see anything happening on the court that would create the need for a whistle. Apparently they have it adjusted, and so they're ready to give Napa the ball and start play again. The Napa Indians with the basketball. Carnazzola working it well out on the left side. He likes, and there is a whistle. And again, it's a malfunction someplace, because the official goes over to the scorer's bench. And not exactly certain where the problem lies. It may be in the one scoreboard at the south end, because we can't see that one. Can you see it, Dino? You can.
I can go.
No, we don't need to try. Anyway, play resumes now. Napa gets the ball back. Takes it over right side to Bloom. Now in the middle it goes to Gravett. Out to Bloom. Tries the shot, no good. Rebound, Gravett deflected. Picked up by Gravett. Scramble for it, and the jump ball is getting in there. It was Barrett Donahoe to tie up Charles Gravett. Alternate possession arrow favors Napa High. They'll get the ball to the right of the basket for which they're shooting. Inbounds pass goes to Blum. He tries a shot, no good. And there is a whistle, and the ball goes out of bounds, and a foul is called. It's going to go on. It looks like Alex Kukuk. This is called for the personal foul. Justin with the ball. We've played about 2 minutes, and the score is 2-0. There is a three-point attempt up off. No good by the Braves, Vaziri. But they get the ball back, and there is a foul called as trying the three-point shot was John Nessman, and he was fouled. So Nessman will go to the free throw line. Joe Carnazzola was called for the personal foul. Nessman, a 6'4 senior. Father George is athletic director. Nessman scores the first free throw. Bouncing the ball again. Basket free throw is good. So he was fouled in the act of shooting a three-point field goal attempt. So that means he gets three free throws. He's good on the first two, and he goes 3 for 3. And the Braves go up 5-0 here, and we've played just over 2 minutes in the first quarter. Napa looks at a zone press used by Justin Sienna. Gravett gets the ball in the forecourt as they have hip-hop going to low post over on the left side. They can't get the ball to him. It's out of bounds. They try to get a little bounce pass in there. So it will be Justin Sienna's ball. They give it to Barrett Donahoe. he's going to be double teamed there. Now he's going to be triple teamed. So he releases as he finds Cummings. Cummings drives in, goes up, shoots, missed the shot, gets his rebound back, and good. What a great second effort by Cole Cummings to retrieve the offensive rebound and put it back in. 7-0. Justin Siena in the lead. Turnaround shot is good by Hip Hop. But Mitch Hip Hop just got the ball inside of the arc, turned around and popped it up, and at 6'8", you're not going to find many that are going to be able to block that shot. So it took Napa about 3 minutes to get on the scoreboard. They trail it 7-2. Going up for the shot is Nessman, and the ball is nearly blocked, but the Braves get it back, and there is a three-point up and good. And that was Liam McDivitt, just a sophomore, hitting the three-point basket. And that is the first three-pointer in the game, and it's 10-2. There's a bad pass for Napa. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Justin Siena's ball. Boy, Justin Siena's defense looks so strong here, very tenacious here at the outset, creating a lot of problems for that Napa offense to get in gear.
Three early turnovers for the Napa Indians. And as a result, Napa's only been able to get off four shots so far, 2-8 for Justin.
Donahoe has the ball top of the key. It's over to the left side to Jaden Satin. Back out it comes now to Donahoe. Donahoe starts in, double team, goes to Satin. Satin fakes left, drives right, goes up, shoots, no good. Rebound, good, but it will not count. There was a foul before the shot. And the foul goes on Mitch Hip Hop. That will put Jaden Satin, a freshman, one of three freshmen on the varsity, and he missed the first attempt. 6 foot freshman. You got Keith Benz, another freshman on the varsity, and another one. The free throw is missed, so Satin goes 0-for-2, and the rebound is to Napa High as they have Bloom in the forecourt. He looks around against a 2-3 zone, and I tell you, this is a very aggressive zone defense. It really floats, and there is the interception by the zone. Driving down is Galvin. Driving, he can't get the shot away and traveled with the ball. Good move by Kevin Galvin to get the interception. Brought it down, couldn't get the shot away, however.
Yep, he anticipated the pass and timed his move perfectly to pick it off.
Blum in the backcourt, along with Ruiz, who is just a sophomore. Ruiz is a pretty good scorer, and he double-dribbled. So it'll be out of bounds to the Braves, leading at 10-2 here in the early going with 3.5 minutes remaining in the first quarter. The Justin Siena girls won their game 57-47, and the boys' varsity is ahead. Driving in. The shot is partially blocked, but the Braves get it back over the right side. There's a three-point attempt up. No good by McDivitt, the sophomore, but a foul on the rebound. It goes against the Braves. And unless we hear the PA announcer, we cannot see who the foul was on as the official goes over and gives the signal right in front of the scorer's bench, and we're down at the far end and have no idea who the foul was on.
I thought he said number 10, but I don't see a 10 out there. So
play resumed, going in is Hip Hop. He scores and one. Mitch Hip Hop got the ball in the middle of the lane and just drifted toward the basket, put a little floater up, and was fouled on the play. That'll put him at the free throw line. Coming into the lineup for Napa High for the I think he said Rob Bowers. I did not have this one on my list. So that was one we'll add there. Free throw is good by Hip Hop. Giving him 5 points. That's as many as his team has.
I thought he had said Brock Bowers, but
Brock. Well, anyway, play resumes now as Justin Sienna has the ball, and it is Liam McDivitt who is being fouled at midcourt. McDivitt trying to maneuver with the ball on the dribble, and Napa reached in. Braves ahead of the Indians, 10-5 the score. Justin Sienna will have Chris Vaziri inbounding the ball. Comes into Donahoe. Donahoe working there against Morales. That picks it into the corner. A three-point shot is no good, but another foul. That'll be three more free throws coming for John Nessman, who made three in a row just a little while ago. He goes back to the line for three more. That the Napa player got the worst of that. Danny Ruiz, he came down hard on his ankle, and he is limping. There's Rob Brandon from Napa Valley Physical Therapy Center coming over to check him out. That's going to be tough there for the sophomore. Free throw is good. Note, Nessman is 4-for-4 at the foul line and has two more free throws coming his way. Takes his time. Free throw is still good. Off to the front of the rim. Well, he's still 4-for-5. 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Nesman, a 6'4 senior, eyes the basket. His free throw is good. So it makes it a 12-5 game. Napa coming down, trying to get somebody other than Hiphoff to get into the scoring column. Hiphoff out on the high post, drifts to the right side now, and passes over there to Bauer. Bowers can't get a shot away. Gets the Hiphoff on the high post. Brings it back out now over to Kokotis. And the pass intercepted by McDivitt. McDivitt drives in the forecourt. Bounce pass. Reverse layup is good by Barrett Donahoe. And that's the only way he could have gotten that shot off was a reverse layup using the rim to protect the ball. And it makes it 14-5. Justin in the lead. Three-point attempt for Napa. Way off mark. Air ball. And it hits the baseline. It'll be out of bounds to Justin Sienna. In for the Braves is Dylan Goodrich, a sophomore. Boy, I tell you, the coach is shifting players in and out, getting everybody the opportunity. Donahoe will be, for the most part, using the position as far as the point guard, and Donahoe drives into the lane. He goes for the shot and hits it. Oh, nice move by Barrett for his second field goal of the game, and it's 16-5. Justin leading Napa High. Carnazzola to Hiphoff off to the right side. Back out. Carnazzola over in the left. Now as they swing it around quickly against the zone defense. Carnazzola fires a three. No good. Rebound Bowers. Kicks it off and they pass underneath and the ball is deflected and a foul is called. Boy, it got a little bit of a shoving match going on in the middle there. A foul occurred someplace, but we can't hear the PA, and we can't see the official, so we'll... The team fouls are evened up. There's a turnaround jump shot by Bowers. It's good. Rob Bowers gets his first basket in the game.
Basket by 22, Rob Bowers.
Justin Sienna on the attack. Nessman fires again from the left corner. This one is no good. And the rebound is to Joe Carnazzola. Carnazzola stopped at the top of the key. Gets his pass over to Kokotis. Back to Carnazzola. To Bowers. Working it short, quick passes against the 2-3 zone. Now as Carnazzola drives into the lane, goes for the little floater. It is no good. Rebound battled for, and the Braves come away with the ball as Goodrich, the sophomore, and that will end the quarter. And a good quarter for Justin Sienna of Napa. They scored 16 points. And for Napa High, 7 points in the quarter. We'll be back with the second quarter in a moment. Well, both teams with some young players out there getting freshmen and sophomores into the action. Let's check with Dino on that first quarter shooting.
For the Napa Indians, they were 3 of 11 in that first quarter and missed all three of their three-point tries. For the Justin Braves, they were 5 out of 14 in that first quarter, made one three-pointer out of five tries, and they made 5 out of 6 from the free throw line, and that's why they lead 16-7, Ira.
And all six of those were attempted by John Nesmith. Play resumes. Napa High has the ball. Bowers to Hiphoff, and he is tied up and fouled. Hiphoff at 6'8" tries to get into the middle on a low post, as he would be the tallest player in that area, although Cummings is about 6'7" for Justin Sienna. Triggering the inbounds is Vince O'Kelly. It comes in to Bloom. Fires a three, no good, and the tip out of bounds. It will stay with Napa High. Just underway in the second quarter, 16-7. Braves in the lead. Napa High with the ball, comes into Hiphoff. Hiphoff brings it over to Bowers. Working it around into the corner now to O'Kelly. O'Kelly will fire a three. Kaboom! Got it! Nice shot there by Vince O'Kelly. Here to start the second quarter, his first basket. Justin Sienna with the ball now, leading it by 6 points. Working it left side to Donahoe. Starts to drive in. Flips a little pass back over to Galvin. Tries a shot, no good. Rebounded by the Braves, though. Nice job off the offensive backboard. Comes to McDivitt. McDivitt one-on-one against Bloom. Start and then passes it into the corner of a three-point attempt up there. No good. Rebound battled for, and Hiphoff comes up with it, and he is fouled in the backcourt. That will go against Cole Cummings. I think the team fouls are even now at five apiece as the Braves back on defense quickly. Napa trying to penetrate that defense, kicks the ball. Well, the Braves kicked it out of bounds. It'll stay with Napa High. Quarter court on the right side, right kind of in front of Denny Lewis. Good to see Denny here for 28 years, the head basketball coach for the Napa boys. The ball is deflected away from Hiphoff, taken by the Braves. Galvin drives into the lane, kicks it back to Donahoe. Over to the side to Cummings. He tries a three. It's short. Rebound taken out of there by Napa's O'Kelly. O'Kelly lets the defense siphon by. Brings it down to Bloom. Tries a three. No good. Rebound Carnazzola. And the ball was got kind of loose in his hand there and just kind of flipped away from him. So it'll be Braves ball. 16-10 the score. Braves with the lead, and they have the basketball. Barrett Donahoe on the weave. Goes over to Cummings. Cummings back to Donahoe. Fakes to the right. Goes to the left. Flips a little pass over there as they work it around to Galvin. In the corner to Cummings. Tries a three. In and out. No good. The rebound is back up and good by Dylan Goodrich, the sophomore. And a foul on the play. So plus one. Bloom is called for the foul. And putting up there, trying to make it a three-point play is Goodrich. His free throw is no good. And the rebound is taken out by Napa High. Napa down by 8, and they have the basketball. Bloom has used up the dribble between circles. Now finds Carnazzola. Now it comes over to O'Kelly. O'Kelly spreads the offense now as he takes it back to Carnazzola. Over now to Bloom. Bloom likes to take three, gives to O'Kelly. Tries a three, no good. Rebound, Carnazola is good. Nice offensive rebound by Joe Carnazola. His first basket. And Jason Rockwell wants to talk over something with his players. So he takes a timeout with 5:18 to go in the first half. And the score is Justin Sin of Napa 18 and Napa High 12. Well, as we get ready for play to resume, Napa High having a little problem as far as finding the range, but staying close here within the 6 points. They had trailed at one point 10-2, and they're on the defense now as McDivitt brings the ball forecourt. Goes over in the left corner to Cummings, fakes left, drives into the lane, and the ball is tipped away from him, and a jump ball is called. The official right on the play. This officiating has really been good. Steve Phillips and Kyle Baratis, doing a good job, as is Phillips. Justin Siena with the ball now. McDivitt has it, angle left side. Starts to come in on the angle, and now swings it into the corner. Left corner to Desmond. The ball nearly deflected away, but put up and in by Dylan Goodrich. Gets his second basket of the quarter. Carnazola feeds it over to O'Kelly. As O'Kelly passes it to Bloom. Bloom having a little trouble with his shot so far. He fires again, and that one's good. Stephen Bloom knew what he was doing, and he hits a three. That's a second three-point basket for Napa in the ball game. Brings him within five. Cummings open underneath, taps it in. Cole Cummings able to work it nicely inside, and it's 22-15. Justin in the lead. Napa with the ball. Bloom to Carnazola. Looks at a three. Doesn't take it. Has the ball punched away. Stolen there by John Nesman. Gets it to McDivitt. McDivitt forecourt to Cummings. Drives in. Missed the shot. Ball tipped out of bounds by Napa. So it'll be the Braves ball just to the left of the basket for which they're shooting. Midway through the second quarter, and Braves are up by seven. Looking inbound to McDivitt. McDivitt guarded very tightly by Bloom there. Passes, gets a return pass, fires it up, no good. Rebound by Cummings, back up short. Rebound this time is taken, and the foul is going to be called against the Braves for Baziri. That is number one on Baziri. Team foul-wise, I think we're both in the bonus now on the next common foul. I think team fouls are even at six apiece. Pass O'Kelly to Bloom. He starts to drive in. Gets it over to Gravett. And tried a shot, no good. Rebound by Cole. Justin Sena with the ball to Donahoe. Donahoe forecourt. Has a pick set by Cole. Cole rolls on the pick. No pass there. Pass goes over to the left side to McDivitt instead. Fakes to the left and then drives over there. Over to Nesman. Tries a three. No good. Rebound out of bounds. It is given to Justin Siena. Back into the lineup for the Justin Siena Braves is Kevin Galvin. He will go in there replacing John Nesman. Braves inbound the ball. McDivitt the top of the key. He used up the dribble. Gets it over baseline left. A pull-up jump shot goes in. That was by Donahoe, I guess. They gave credit for that basket. From the baseline drive left side, and it's 24-15. Braves up with their biggest lead now at 9 points in the game. And there's a timeout. 2:23 to go till halftime. And our score, Justin Siena 24, Napa High 15. And you're listening to KBON 1440, Napa, California, the voice of the North Bay wine country, and streaming on the internet at KBON.com. Donahoe in the backcourt having a little trouble. Well, there is he is met by Kokotis. Gets around Kokotis now, and a bounce pass baseline to Galvin. Gets the ball right back, spins, goes in the lane, kicks it over into the left-hand corner for a three-point attempt. No good there by Baziri, and it's rebounded by Napa High. Coming into the forecourt, Mitch Hip-Hop has his pass deflected but picked up by Carnazzola. Put up there, no good. A foul underneath is called against Napa. It'll be a 1-1 in effect for Justin Siena. See if we can pick up who the foul is on. As the Hip-Hop is called for the personal foul. So Cole Cummings gets the 1-1 opportunity. Needs to make the first to get the bonus. Baziri, it lines up on the right side of the free throw lane. And nobody on the left side for the Braves. Free throw is no good. He goes for the rebound, but it's taken by Hip-Hop instead. So Napa comes out of there with the basketball. Down by 9. Quickly into the forecourt. Low-scoring battle here at the Dan Clark Gymnasium to Hip-Hop. The ball deflected. Carnazzola gets it, though, and he was shoved out of bounds. So it's going to be the 1-1 coming for Napa High now. Foul on Baziri.
Foul number 5, Baziri.
At the line. So, back into the lineup for Justin Siena is Dylan Goodrich. He is in there for Baziri. And at the free throw line is going to be Carnazzola. Also, Jaden Satin is back into the lineup for the Braves. He needs to make the first to get the bonus, and he missed. And it's the rebound, and there was a shove. And it's going to go against Napa High. And that's going to be on Hip-Hop, and that's three fouls on him. So the free throw attempt by Carnazzola was missed, and Hip-Hop was called for a shoving foul. And now Satin comes right back out of the lineup. He was in there for just a few seconds there on that last play. At the free throw line is Cummings. He makes the free throw, so this time he gets the bonus. One out of two at the foul line so far tonight. He's back there to the line, 6'7 senior. Played quite a bit last year. And this next free throw, this one is missed. So he split the free throws, and then there's a foul on the rebound again. Going to get on Donahoe. Barrett Donahoe picks up the personal foul. So it's a 1-1 for Bowers. Bronk Bowers at the line for the first time tonight. As his free throw is good, he gets the bonus. 25-16. Justin Siena in the lead here. As I say, low-scoring battle here with a minute and a half to go until halftime. Free throw is no good, but he gets his rebound. Good way of fouling. And then the ball is stolen away by Donahoe. He drives down and loses the ball, and the foul is called. I guess it's just ruled a ball lost out of bounds. Napa gets it. Minute 20. We're here in the second quarter of play. Napa to Bowers. Comes over now to Bowers. Comes now. They're working it around trying to get someone open to grab it. Turnaround shot by Bowers is no good. Goes for the rebound. Scramble for it. And it's taken out of there by Galvin for the Braves. We're in the final minute now of the first half. Barrett to Cummings. Driving is Galvin. Goes up, shoots, scores, and one. Galvin got open, and when they switched off on him to make the try to make the stop, there was a foul called on Bloom. That's Bloom's second foul. Trying to make it a three-point play will be Galvin, a six-foot junior. Bounces the ball, eyes the basket, shoots the free throw, and missed. It rimmed around and came out. Snappa with the ball. And there is an interception. The Braves have the numbers. Driving in is Galvin, and he charges in to Blum, who had it pretty well set. And he was called for the personal foul.
Number 21, Galvin.
So it'll be Napa getting the ball on the offensive foul. Stephen Bloom, a 5'10 junior, was injured earlier in the season. Back now with the varsity. That Carnazola can't hold it. It comes over by our broadcast vantage point.
I was all ready to grab it, Ira, and take a shot, but it bounced off the edge of our table.
Well, you were open. I was hoping that you'd have a good, clean shot at it. Napa with the ball in their forecourt to Carnazola, back between circles. And they work it over the right side, and the ball is stolen away, this time by McDivitt. Drives in, goes up, and he was foul. He'll shoot two. Bloom called for the foul. That's three on him. Wow. That'll put McDivitt the free throw line. McDivitt made a three-point basket in the first quarter. That's been his only points in the game. And it's the only three-point basket for Justin Sienna. But he has two free throws coming. His team ahead by 11. Now make it 12. In that girls' varsity action, the Napa girls trailed 22-20 at halftime. The boys only have 16 points, and they trail 29-16 as McDivitt makes both free throws for Justin Sienna. Bloom quickly in the forecourt, quarter court right, working it over now to Carnazola. Carnazola's been pretty well held out to Bloom. Tries a three, no good. Rebound to Cole with 1 second to go. Cummings fires it from midcourt, no good, and that will end the half as the halftime score is Justin Sienna, 29. Napa High, 16. Well, low scoring first half. Napa just having trouble getting untracked. That's mainly due to that swarming Justin Sienna defense.
Yeah, it's true. Both teams are shooting roughly the same percentage from the floor. It's just that Napa isn't getting off as many shots, and that's largely because of turnovers forced by that terrific Justin defense. For the Napa Indians in that first half, they made six buckets out of 20 field goal attempts. They were 2 of 6 from three-point range, 2 of 4 from the free throw line. For the Justin Braves, they were 10 out of 31 from the floor, 1 out of 11 from three-point range, 8 out of 13 from the free throw line. The turnover battle, the Napa Indians turned the ball over 12 times, Justin only 6 times in that first half. Napa had 4 assists on their 6 buckets. Justin 2 assists on their 10 made baskets. The rebounding, 10 for Napa as a team, 14 for Justin. And Justin scored the first bucket of the game and led that first half wire to wire. There were no lead changes or ties in that first half of play, Ira.
Well, in that first quarter, Napa managed 7 points. They managed 9 points in the second quarter, thanks to a couple three-point field goals there. And the Braves got their 1 out of 11 three-point basket early in the ball game when Leon McDivitt, the sophomore, buried a three. But other than that, they're having problems as far as the long shot would be concerned. But definitely improvement over last year for Justin Siena. I don't know if it's the competition here or what, but they have been looking pretty good here. I'd like to congratulate Andrew Betancourt coming down. Andrew, as we mentioned, in his fourth full year as the varsity girls coach, but having served quite a few years there as the JV coach, 7 years when Mike Bowles was the varsity coach, and so 7 years under him and 4 years at that, and looks like you've got a scrappy team.
Yeah, they sure play hard, don't they? They're just I said this in your pregame interview. They're such a fun group to coach. We enjoy every single second with them.
You also told me that you're going to be taking the group down to San Diego.
Yeah, I'm crazy, aren't I? We leave the day after Christmas for 5 days down there and 3 games, and very excited.
That's a pretty good competition, too.
Yeah, we just informed Allie tonight that they have a 6'7 girl in the first game we're playing, so good luck, Al.
Well, what a game she had tonight. Both she and Ashley Whittemore had 23 points in the game. So when you get two players scoring 46 of your 57 points, that's something.
That's not bad. No, those two, they've been consistent for us all year. They've been our two most consistent scorers. They really kind of figured some things out, especially in that second half. And, man, those two kids, though, too. You know, Ira, you were here today at 1:30, and Allie Jackson was in the gym. Not an hour later, Ashley Whittemore was in the gym. I mean, those kids are here 3 and 4 hours before the game getting their shots up. So I'm not surprised at all by the success that they have, because they both put a ton of work into it.
Well, tell us about your record. It's kind of secondary to the way that you're progressing, getting ready for league play. But how do you stand at this point?
We are 5-3 overall. And after starting 0-2, we've won 5 of our last 6. So definitely have turned things around from that 0-2 start. And, you know, the best part is these kids just keep getting better every day, which is which is awesome.
Who schedules your pre-conference games? Is that you or is it the athletic director?
Well, this is where I'm supposed to blame someone else, right? No, that's all me. And, you know, one thing that I've made a choice of when I became a coach was I was never going to chase a record. And I always want to make sure that our team is going to be prepared when we get to league. So the last thing we're going to do is put a bunch of quote-unquote scheduled wins on the schedule. We're going to make sure that we get better in the preseason. So that's we schedule hard, and you know what? That means we're probably going to lose some games. And sorry, Allie Jackson's waving now. Probably means we're going to lose some games, but that's okay because it's going to make us better.
It's just like playing in a new gymnasium.
Oh, how awesome is this place, Ira? Yeah, we love this gym, and the staff here did a great job on the renovation. It's really fun to play in this gym.
Who's this young kid helping you out on the sideline?
You mean Tim Malloy? You know, I am so blessed to have Tim on the sideline. These kids absolutely love him. He brings so much to our coaching staff. You know, I'm going to be listed as the head coach, but I consider us co-coaches, quite frankly. It's so much fun. I'm having a blast coaching with him. And I'm telling you what, man, between those 10 kids and having Tim every day, this has been such a fun season so far. Throw the record out the window.
You took over from Mike Bowles, who had been the head coach for 12 and a half years. Where's Mike these days?
You know, just funny. I just texted him. We still check in on each other. He's over coaching the Sonoma boys. I'm luckily able to go catch a game every now and then. But he's doing a great job over there coaching at Sonoma High School. This is his, I want to say, third year coaching the Sonoma High boys team, varsity. So he's doing that, still working for PG&E. And, you know, I'm fortunate. Mike and I became family when we coached here together. So we still see each other all the time, talk pretty much 3 or 4 times a week. So
and that's going to be league play against Sonoma Valley next year.
Yeah, whether or not he wants to. Mike's coming back to the Justin gym. So, but you know what? I think that's going to be a fun league. I was just telling Kyle from Napa Sports Association, I'm so excited for that league. You saw the atmosphere in here tonight. You're seeing the atmosphere in here tonight. That's going to be league games next year. How cool is that?
Did the remodeling all affect the capacity of the gym is
You know, everyone tells me it looks smaller, but I don't think, from what I was told, it actually stayed the same capacity. The bleachers fit a little bit more people, I guess. So the nice thing is we have railings now. We're caught up code-wise, which is good. And, you know, someone like my mom, who used to struggle getting up the bleachers, a little easier for her now.
Well, I'll tell you, you get good support from your family.
Yes, I do. My dad was sitting right behind us again tonight. Poor Tim. He booed Tim when they introduced him, but that's par for the course. So,
keep up the good work, Andrew. Thank you.
Thanks, Ira.
That was Andrew Betancourt. His team was victorious 57-47 over Napa High girls in the earlier game. And we're just about set for the third quarter of basketball here in the boys' competition. Justin Siena has a 29-16 lead as the Braves come out onto the court, get the second half underway. Here comes Napa. Napa will get the ball at midcourt by virtue of the alternate possession. And here we go. We're underway now. O'Kelly has the ball between circles now. Takes it over the right-hand side. And pull-up jumper is no good by Carnazola. And the rebound is taken by the Braves. Coming away with the ball was Vaziri. And Justin Siena is on the attack now as we're just early here. And there is an offensive foul using that off-arm to do some shoving. And they...
Cummings. The foul was on Cummings.
Cole Cummings picking up the personal foul. Play resumes. Napa High tosses the ball out of bounds, but it was touched by Justin Siena. Just underway here in the second half of play, Vince O'Kelly will trigger the inbound. Looks, sends it way out to Carnazola. He's open for a three. Rims, no good. Rebounded by Barrett Donahoe. Comes into McDivitt in the forecourt. And they try to get the ball into Cummings. It's deflected away by Hiphoff, who's playing with three personal fouls here as we start this second half. With Donahoe sending the ball back out to McDivitt. McDivitt near the center circle now. Starts to the right side. Staying behind the arc. Over to Donahoe. Donahoe quarter court. Works a little weave there. Goes to Cummings. Now comes over to the side there to Zare. Drives in. Goes up. Shot blocked by Hiphop. And it's right to Carnazola. And here come the Indians. Over to O'Kelly. O'Kelly drives into the forecourt. Over to Bloom. Back to O'Kelly. Looks for that three. Can't take it, but it's stolen away by McDivitt. Drives in, goes up, scores. That's the first basket of the second half, and Liam McDivitt gets it. He's got 7 points in the game. Carnazola underneath the Hiphop missed the shot, goes for the rebound, but taken instead by Justin. Here they come, McDivitt in the forecourt. Pulls up, fires a three, kaboom! He got it. He is in double figures now as he has hit 5 points, and the Braves go up by 18 points over Napa High. Carnazola missed the shot. Hiphop puts it up in the end. That was easy shot for Hiphop off of the offensive backboard. 6 minutes to go. We're in the third quarter, 34-18 now. Justin Siena with the ball and the lead. Jason Rockwell, first-year coach off the bench, hands on hips, shouting something out, though. Shot from the corner rims, no good by John Nessman. Rebound and a whistle. And apparently O'Kelly, who got the rebound, was fouled on the play by Barrett Donahoe. Donahoe picking up the personal foul. Well, I'll tell you, the Liam McDivitt came out shooting there and hitting on that three. He's had 2 3-point baskets, the only three-pointers for Justin Siena as they quickly get back on defense. O'Kelly has the bounce pass go out of bounds, not touched by Justin, so the Braves get the ball in their backcourt. They have Vaziri and Donahoe back there. Donahoe, just a junior, handles the offense very well at the point guard position. Bounce pass goes quarter court right to McDivitt. McDivitt gets into Cummings, goes to the shot and hits it. McDivitt gets the assist. And Cole Cummings gets the basket. Oh, there is a steal by McDivitt. Down to Donahoe, and he goes up, and he scored. Barrett Donahoe gets his fourth field goal of the game. And it is 38-18 as the Braves are opening it up here in the third quarter.
And that was a terrific move by Donahoe. He went in with the right hand and then sort of turned in midair. Reminded me of something that Dr. J would have done back in the day. The ability to almost change direction in midair. I mean, that's not what he's doing, but it's what it looks like.
Yeah, he went under the basket and
put it in.
And it didn't go with the left hand, though. It went with the right hand, and that's what made it look a little awkward there. But he got the desired results. He has four field goals now for 8 points. McDivitt has 10 points. And between those two, they have as many as the Napa team has.
Yeah, and it's interesting. Cole Cummings, who is a senior, but I don't remember him.
I do. From last year. Yeah.
Did he grow a lot?
He has grown some. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, he looks really, really good, and Hip Hop. He and Hip Hop are having a great battle in there.
Yeah, he is 6'7". Hip Hop is 6'8". Play resumes now. Napa has made a change in their lineup, bringing Morales back in. There's a shot from the right corner by Carnazola. No good. Rebounded by Justin's Satin. Down to McDivitt. Now back out to Cummings. Cummings pulls up an 18-footer. Swish! Cole Cummings hits again. And it's 40-18. Justin Siena in the lead. Here's Bowers almost tripping, but getting it over to Carnazola. Fires a three, no good. And a little shoving is called against Jaden Satin. Out of the, there's Potrebus, another freshman. There are three freshmen on the varsity. And the other freshman is Keith Benz. I don't know if we'll see them or not. We've seen Satin just on and off briefly. There's a shot, no good, but Napa continues to get the rebound. Napa has made a change in their lineup, bringing Tasu Nakaima into the game. There, Nakaima tried a shot, no good, rebounded by the Braves. Justin Siena with 4 minutes to go in the third. McDivitt fires a three, no good. He saw he had two players under the basket for a rebound, and so he tried the shot, but there's the interception, and the lead pass down to McDivitt. He turns, he fires a three. It's no good either. Rebound. Gavin went for it, but it's taken instead by Carnazola for Napa High. Trailing at 40-18 here in the third quarter. Napa looking for their... they scored just 2 points. There is a foul call, and I think it's going to be on McDivitt. Not yet into a bonus situation. So it will... sending Satin back into the lineup, replacing McDivitt this time. Well, if Napa keeps up like this, new coach Jason Rockwell will have a chance to see what his bench can produce then. With the 22-point lead now and 3.5 minutes to go in the third quarter, Braves on the defense, which has been very tenacious. Apparently there's some water down underneath the basket at the north end of the gymnasium. The remodeled, refurbished gymnasium looks really nice. As you may have heard Andrew Betancourt allude to, Bowers goes to the bench. Hip Hop comes back into the lineup. The pass comes out, and there is a foul called on Donahoe. That is three fouls on Barrett. Not yet into a shooting situation. Tasu Nakaima was trying to get the ball, and who ran into him.
Yeah, and Barrett helped him up afterwards. Good sportsmanship there. Totally an accidental foul. It's good to see Nakaima in the game. He played very well in the game we broadcast in the Wine Valley.
Yeah, he was fun to watch.
He
had some good moves, had a lot of excitement in his game. And he is in there now for the first time tonight. So nice to see that Zach Cook has brought back some former players as his assistants. Greg Johnson, a longtime assistant, and Brad Swim. And there's another one there, too, that should recognize. There's a turnaround shot by Hip Hop. No good. Boy, that just spun out of there. And the rebound is cleared out by Vaziri. And then there is a whistle and a foul going against the Braves. That Jason Rockwell did not like that call and is asking the official about the ruling on that call. But in the meantime, Napa puts the ball in play. There's a three-point attempt from the right corner. No good. Rebounded by the Braves, Vaziri. And they're double-teamed at midcourt, and Donahoe is tied up. The alternate possession arrow still favors the Braves. So it will be Justin Sienna near midcourt. 40-18 is the score. Justin Sienna of Napa in the lead. And McDivitt back into the lineup for the Braves, so he wasn't out of there very long. He's being pressured there, but starts to drive to the right. He goes up, shoots, missed, but was fouled on the play. Fouled by Kokotis. That'll put McDivitt on the line for two free throws. So far tonight, he is 2-for-2 at the foul line. Also has made a couple three-point baskets and a two-point basket. Free throw, no good. Hit the front of the rim, but missed.
Ira McDivitt is listed on the roster at 6'1". He looks a little taller than that to me.
Yeah, he's stretched up here. Free throw is good. He has 11 points. He is, so far, the only double-figure scorer in the ball game. Napa gets Hip-Hop with the ball in the middle, goes up with a shot, and it rolls in. Now Mitch has 9 points, one away from the double-digit mark as McDivitt brings the ball quickly forecourt. Working it over into the lane, and I can't get a shot. Satin goes in, goes up, he missed, it was fouled. No, called for travel. Check it.
Only the 8th turnover for the Braves.
Boy, I tell you, it's amazing as far as the tempo of the game and not more turnovers this early. And there's a turnover by Napa High as the Braves make an interception on a pass. And McDivitt brings it across the timeline where he's double-teamed and picked up there. And he's going to fire a three. It was in and out, and the rebound is run down by the Braves. They control the backboard there on that play, and they work it around. They make these quick passes, and there's a shove called on Nakaima. But these short, quick passes is a way to work against the zone defense, and they shift that ball around real quickly to either find someone open or get a chance for somebody to drive to the basket. Here's McDivitt in the forecourt, double-teamed again, getting it to Cummings, turn around, 17-footer, rims no good. Rebound by Morales for Napa High to Nakaima. Out there. And then the pass is intercepted by Galvin. He came out of nowhere, and he comes down and misses the layup. And there's another interception by the Braves. Down to McDivitt. He lays it in and scores the basket. That was so funny on Galvin making that steal and coming down and then blowing the layup, but they got the ball back.
Yeah. He's going to wake up about 2:30 in the morning wondering, how did I miss that shot?
He made such a clean interception of the pass, and nobody was around him as he drove into the forecourt. Nakaima into Hip-Hop, and he turns around and scores. Hip-Hop is the only Napa player to have scored here in the second half, and it's 43-22. There's a shoving foul. called against Napa High. We're in the final minute of the third quarter. 43-22. Justin Siena leads. McDivitt will inbound. Napa sends O'Kelly back into the game, replacing Nakaima. His full name is Manatansu Nakaima. Braves with the ball here now as they're working around. 30 seconds on the shot clock, 45 seconds on the game clock. McDivitt has a pick set by Cummings, but they can't get the ball to him, but there is a whistle and a turnover against the Braves, giving the ball up there. So there's a 1 second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. We'll see how Napa plays this as O'Kelly brings the ball for court. Down by 21 points. Over to Morales. Into the corner to Carnazola. Out to Bloom. He fires a three and hits it. Steven Bloom gets his second three-point basket. And the Braves coming down with 15 seconds to go. Nesman, McDivitt, guarded very tightly by Bloom. Tries to drive around Bloom, and as he does, Bloom reaches in and is called for the foul. And that's four fouls on Steven Bloom. And Galvin is coming out of the lineup for Justin Siena. Vaziri is back in. Jason Rockwell likes to shuffle people in and out frequently. Donahoe over there with 1 second to go. There's a three-point shot. No good. Cummings rebound. But it's too late. He did put it back up and in, but it was after the buzzer had sounded.
And this time he was not able to draw the foul and get to shoot three.
In that quarter, Napa High managed 9 points, while Justin Siena managed 14 points. And at the end of three, it's the Justin Siena Braves of Napa 43 and the Napa High Indians 25. Well, Napa won the first game here tonight, the girls' JV action. And then Napa won the second game, the boys' JV action. 64-44 is the final in that. But in varsity play, Justin Siena girls were victorious, 43-25. And the Justin boys lead it as we're starting the fourth quarter. We'll pick up those stats here as we progress in the quarter as Bloom fires a three, no good. Nesman with the rebound for the Braves. Over to Donahoe. Barrett into the front court. Makes it the right corner now as they are passing it around against the Napa defense. Napa's going to a man-to-man, a pressure man-to-man. As Cummings drives the lane, goes up with the shot, no good. Rebound taken by O'Kelly for Napa High. Brings it forecourt into the top of the key. He's cut off there. Braves stay in a 2-3 zone defense. Working it over now to Hip-Off. Hip-Off fires it into the corner. Carnazola hits a three from there. So Carnazola with that three-point basket has 5 points. There's a three-point attempt by Nesman, no good. And the rebound is taken by Napa. Napa trying to put together a bit of a comeback here. They try to first get it down into single digits. Carnazola drives baseline to the pull-up jump. No, to Hip-Hop got the ball, and he's tied up. Nice job by the shorter Braves to collapse in around Hip-Hop on for that to tie him up. Here's Bowers back in to the ball game for Napa High. 6.5 minutes to go. We're in the fourth quarter. 43-28 score. Napa High trailing, putting a modified press on. It's a man-to-man press, not double-teaming the ball. Driving in is Donahoe. Missed the shot. Rebound Bowers out on the right wing to O'Kelly. O'Kelly in the forecourt, top of the key. Lobbed it into Hip-Off. Firing it to O'Kelly. Back out now. Bloom used up the dribble, finds Hip-Off, turns around, pops it up, just missed. rebounded by McDivitt for Justin Siena with 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. McDivitt forecourt now, picked up by Bloom, maintains the dribble, passes over to the side to Nesman. Nesman likes to play in that left-hand corner and try the three from there. Passes it back out now as they're working over to Cumming to McDivitt. McDivitt starts down the lane. He tried a fadeaway shot as he was fouled. He'll go to the line for two. Hip-off has picked up his fourth personal foul. So four fouls on Hip-off, four fouls on Bloom. McDivitt at the free throw line, trying to add to his 13-point total. He's the only Brave in double figures, as they've got some pretty balanced scoring. He scores that first free throw. On the night, he has hit four out of five at the foul line, has 2 3-point baskets as well. Played last year on the varsity as a freshman. Free throw is good at 15 points. For Napa, Hip-off has 11 points to be their only double-figure score. 5.5 minutes to go. Bloom fires a three. No good. Rebound battled for, and it's McDivitt who comes out with the ball for Justin Siena. Brings it forecourt. There's a three-point attempt. Swish, a good shot by the freshman, Jaden Satin. So Satin gets his first points in the game, and just a freshman. Pass comes out to Bloom with 5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. And Cummings on the steal, drives it, loses the ball, picks it up, loses it again, and it is out of bounds. Last touch by Napa. They were battling Cummings for possession of the ball. It's a 20-point bulge for Justin Siena over Napa High as Donahoe looks to put the ball in play. Sends it well out to McDivitt. He's near the timeline. Back to Barrett Donahoe. And McDivitt, he wants the ball. You can tell. He's got a 15-point game going. They're working the weave. Working it about outside of the three-point arc. Donahoe over to the side. There's a 18-foot shot up. No good. And the ball comes out of bounds over by our broadcast vantage point. So it will be Napa's ball. Nakayama is back into the lineup for Napa High. 4.5 minutes to go here in the final quarter. And we never did get the shooting in that third quarter, Dino.
4 of 14 for the Indians, 6 of 15 for the Braves.
As we resume, the Braves in a 2-3 zone defense. McDivitt and Donahue are the two out front. They have Gavin in there. There's a running jumper, no good by the Indians, and it goes out of bounds off of one of the Braves. So it'll stay with Napa.
Overall, after three quarters, 10 of 34 shooting for Napa.
Bowers into the corner to Bloom. His shot no good. Bowers follows and taps it in. Nice play there by Brock Bowers. Gets his second field goal of the game. He has 5 points. Donahoe, forecourt for the Braves. Working again the weave. McDivitt down to Galvin. Back to McDivitt. They're working the clock somewhat now, too, with 3 minutes and 35 seconds to go. McDivitt to Galvin's got a little daylight, but doesn't shoot. Gets it over, a shot up, and good by Satin. The freshman has 5 points in this quarter. 50-30 the score. A 20-point bulge for Justin Siena. The ball goes to Bowers. He had an opening, didn't shoot. There is a shot by Bloom, no good. Rebound, no good. The next rebound is taken off by Goodrich, for Justin Siena. Slowing down the tempo now at the three-minute mark here in the fourth quarter to Galvin, quarter court, right side. Spreading again, not trying to get back. And there is a foul on Morales. Morales was banging in there trying to get a little poke at the ball and knock it away and made contact for the personal foul. That was the sixth team foul, so the bonus will be in effect on the next common foul. Braves have one foul to give yet. So we're inside of 3 minutes now, and McDivitt has the inbounds pass, drives into the top of the key, cut off of the drive there, working the weave. Braves have made another change in their lineup, bringing another freshman, Benz, in. There's a shot, no good. The follow-up is good. I think that was, Ziri. Yep. Ziri gets his second field goal. 2.5 minutes to go now, 52-30. Justin, well on their way. They're playing a couple freshmen out there now as Keith Benz went in. The ball is blocked by Morales as he tried a shot under the basket and had Cummings right there with him to block the shot. It'll be Napa on the alternate position after the jump, sending it out to Morales. Morales over on the side. Takaima, pull-up jump shot, rims, no good. Going high for the rebound is Satin, one of those two freshmen, to McDivitt, a sophomore. He's just a young group out there. Ball is deflected out of bounds, and then the foul is called. Coming into the lineup for the Braves is Dominic Moore, a 5'10 junior, getting his first experience in this game. Returning to the lineup is Dylan Goodrich, and McDivitt at the free throw line sinks the free throw. He gets the bonus. At the foul line, he has made 6 out of 7 tonight, has 16 points. Hit 2 3-point baskets. Back there now, looking for number 17. And he got it. And he comes out of the lineup. And in his place is Casey Petribus. So three freshmen are out there, and a sophomore and a senior right now for Justin Siena. Comes to Carnazola. He loses the ball out of bounds, but ruled it was last touched by Goodrich. Less than 2 minutes to go now here in this boys' varsity. Justin Siena won the girls' varsity and winning here in the boys' varsity. Carnazola out to Nakayama. Working there. A pull-up jump shot banked in by Alex Kakotis, and that's his first point. Kakotis getting the basket. Braves, Cummings out between circles, drifts into the lane, passes over to the side, and a foul is going to be called on Nakayama. That will put the freshman at the free throw line, Keith Benz. Well, so many underclassmen on this varsity. Into the lineup now is Landon Miss Pagel. Free throw is good. Ben's getting the first point, and it's a 22-point bulge now, 55-33. Keith Benz eyes the basket. Two-hand free throw shot, rolls around and nestles in. The Braves in this quarter made all six of their free throws. Nakayama at the point. And he had a little daylight. He instead passes to the left corner for a three-point attempt up. No good by Kakotis. And it's a steal, though, by Nakayama. down to Carnazzola, no good. Rebound by Goodrich. And the Braves have the ball. We're in the final minute now of the varsity action. Ball is punched away from Benz in a fast break the other way. Carnazzola goes in for a layup. He got it. Carnazzola, 7 points in the game. Braves with 35 seconds to go, bringing the ball forecourt. And there is a whistle and a foul call. That will put Potrebic to the free throw line. 5'9 freshman. Potrebic go up to the line looking for his first point in the ball game. He's a right-handed free throw shooter. And his free throw is no good. So he did not get into the scoring column. There are 25 seconds left. Into the front court, Kokotas for Napa High to Nakiyama. Over now to Bowers. In the corner to Kokotas. To Carnazzola. Fires no good. Rebounded by Benz. And here they come. Down to Goodrich. Goodrich goes in, doesn't shoot, and his pass intercepted with 2 seconds to go, and that will be it. So a victory for Justin Senna over their crosstown rival, Napa High. Napa scored 10 points in the fourth quarter. Justin Senna scored 13 points in the quarter as Justin wound up outscoring Napa in each of the four quarters of tonight's game. We'll be back, take a look at the individual scoring, the team shooting, as we finalize this doubleheader broadcast on KVON. Well, Justin Siena had 12 players see action tonight. They have 14 players on their roster. Only a couple of the players did not get into the ball game. We'll take a look at those that did get in and their scoring in just a moment. But first, here's Dino Alessio.
So for the game, the Napa Indians took 52 field goal attempts, made 14 of them. That's about 26%. They were 5 out of 15 from beyond the arc and just 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. Napa only shot 4 free throws in the entire game and none in the second half. The Justin Braves were 19 for 55. From the floor in the game, 3 out of 19 from three-point range, and they had a good shooting night from the free-throw line, making 15 out of 24, about 63% there. For the Napa, they ended up with 3 turnovers even. For Justin, they ended up with 12, and 4 of those were in the last few minutes when the freshman came in and played. Assists, Napa had 9 assists on their 14 baskets that they made. The Justin Braves had 7 assists on their 19 made baskets. The rebounding favored Justin by a margin of 29 to 25. And there was 2 block shots by Napa and 2 block shots by Justin. Justin scored to open the game and were never tied, led wire to wire in going on to a win 56 to 35 over the Napa Indians. And I will think of a special stat for you, Ira.
All right, thanks, Dino. Let's look first at Napa High's scoring. Mitch Hiphop was their only double-figure scorer tonight. He had 5 field goals and 1 out of 1 at the free throw line for 11 points. Stephen Bloom had 2 field goals. Both of those were 3-pointers, so he wound up with 6 points. Alex Kokotas had a late field goal for 2 points. Vince O'Kelly had an early 3-point basket for 3 points. And had Joe Carnazzola with 2, let's see, what did he have? No, he had 3 field goals. One of those was a 3-pointer. He missed his only free throw attempt. And Brock Bowers had 2 field goals and 1 out of 2 at the foul line for a 5-point total. Nakaima did not score. Danny Ruiz, the sophomore, injured in early in the game. And then we didn't see Charles Gravett very much later on, too. Sammy Morales didn't get in the scoring column. And Zach Swim was out with an injury, too. Those are all factors, I'm sure, as far as Napa's production here tonight. For Justin Senna, it was a sophomore, Liam McDivitt, scoring 17 points. He had four field goals, two of which were three-pointers, and was 7 out of 8 at the free throw line for his 17 points as the only double-figure score for his team. But with 9 points, Cole Cummings had four field goals, 1 out of 3 at the foul line for 9. Barrett Donahoe had four field goals for 8 points. Other scoring in the ball game, Chris Vizeri had two field goals for 4 points. Freshman Jaden Satin had two field goals, both of them in the fourth quarter. One of them was a three-pointer. He was 0 for 2 at the foul line and had 5 points. We had Keith Benz, another freshman, 2 for 2 at the free throw line for 2 points. Kevin Galvin had one field goal, 0 for 1 at the free throw line for 2 points, but missed that layup, but I'm sure he's still thinking about that. And Dylan Goodrich, a sophomore, 2 field goals, 0 for 1 at the foul line for 4 points. John Nesman, in the first quarter, attempted 6 free throws, making 5 of them and missing 1, 5 out of 6 at the free throw line for him. The Braves led 16-7 at the end of the first quarter, lengthened that to a 29-16 halftime lead, and increased that to 43-25 after three quarters. Let's go back to Dino now on the special stat that he has.
Well, I'd say my special stat is the fact that, 20 turnovers for the Napa Indians is not a bad total, but only 12 for Justin. As I mentioned before, 4 of those came in the last couple of minutes when the freshmen were playing. So Justin did a really good job of ball handling, and they were able to get off a few more shots than Napa did. Napa actually shot better from three-point range than they did percentage-wise from two-point range, so maybe Napa needed to take more longer shots, but a good solid performance by the Justin Braves as they win wire to wire.
Well, indeed it was, as the Braves will be getting some more tournament action in prior to league play, but we'll be back here when they have their first home league matchup. And your player of the game.
Justin, I really liked Cummings, although I have to say that Satin was smooth.
Oh, that was, okay. Well, I'm going to
Sorry, folks.
I'm going to go with Leon McDivitt. I thought his ball handling was good. You usually think of Barrett Donahoe as the point guard doing the ball handling and all, but McDivitt did a very nice job on it and was the one doing the scoring with his 17 points, the game high for Liam, and just a sophomore.
And for the, should we pick a player for the Napa Indians as well?
No, we just pick one for the winning team.
Okay.
And that was good. Anyway, that was pretty much our story in that ball game, as Justin Senna wins both varsity games and Napa High wins both JV games here. It's out of the four games played here at Justin Senna.
A really fun night of basketball. A great way to kick off this Christmas weekend. I hope you fans listening, as you're driving around, maybe doing last-minute shopping or at home doing last-minute wrapping, I hope you enjoyed our broadcast. We sure had fun bringing it to you. A really good night of varsity basketball.
Yeah, well, Dino, best wishes for our happy holidays to you and to yours, and to our engineer Charles Kennedy, the best there for this holiday season, and to our sports boosters that make all of this possible. Our thanks to them. So this will be our final broadcast of this year. We'll start out then in January with the conference portion of the schedules, and that will be interesting to see how the local teams fare when they get into league play.
Although for Charles and I, it will not be the final sports broadcast of even this weekend, because tomorrow we'll be doing the KVON Saturday Sports Line. Charles and I will be hosting, and we've got all sorts of topics to talk about. The football playoff picture, the Warriors as they start to play better and better despite having some injuries. And then, of course, Charles will follow that up with the swap shop.
And do you have any special guests?
Just ourselves.
Oh, that's
we'll be each other's guests, and that'll be special.
That is special. So that's pretty much our story, in case you missed that first game. Justin Siena, led by Ashley Whittemore and Allie Jackson, each with 23 points in the game. And that was 46 of their 57-point totals. And it was also just one less than the entire Napa team had, as Napa wound up with 47 points. Napa had Jenna Baker with 10 points and Sophia Brandon with 13 points as far as double-figure scores. And as you just heard, Liam McDivitt with 17 led the scoring in the boys' varsity action. That wraps it up on our basketball doubleheader from the Dan Clark Gymnasium and the final in the boys' varsity action. The Justin Siena Braves of Napa 56 and the Napa High Indians 35.
This has been a KVON Sports presentation.